With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Oh my God.
No. But again, I... No one's stealing my truck out of my driveway.
Right, no.
Okay,
but you're so here for
that's
4 hours
the only time I leave my keys in my truck.
Oh, see,
so I don't have to search the house at 5 in the morning.
Gotcha.
You know, or 4:15 when I get up to get here early.
Here is Brian. Hello, Brian.
What's going on, Greg?
What's up, Bri?
So last night, Shu will appreciate this. I've got a Vapa with the Sweet Mary Jane inside, and I could not find it after, you know, a little while of smoking it, and I had no idea where it was. Ripped through, I took apart my sectional. I thought it may have fallen underneath. Nowhere to be found. It was on my bed.
Yeah, oh, it was on your bed, of course.
Yep. It was on my bed.
Now, speaking of the sectional, I don't have time for it right now, but coming up at 7:20 in about 20 minutes, why you will never sit on a couch again if you want to avoid the flu.
Oh.
Okay?
Wow.
Irrational fear, terrifying information from science coming up in about 20 minutes or so with regard to the couch. Hello, Andy.
Hey, good morning, Greg. How are you, brother?
What's up, Andy?
Not much. I'm one of those people that leave my keys in my car, and I do not lock the house very often.
Yeah.
One of the big problems is if you do it and then you take your keys out, then you can never find them. And at one time up in Somerville, I left the keys in the car. My dog was in the car. There were probably $100 in scratch tickets and $75 in cash in the console, and someone reached in and grabbed my phone. And, you know, it's... Once you leave them in the car, you got to keep leaving them in the car, because if you take them with you, you'll go nuts trying to find them.
Yeah, that's the problem. You got to find the one place where you put them every time that you go home. That's what you have to do.
Right.
Is find one place where you put them, and then everything will be A-okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to have to get to – we're way behind. We're going to have to get to the news in just a little bit, which is fine. It is 7:03. And this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston. For those wondering about the impending doom of the total and utter whiteout conditions, it begins at around 1.
No.
And it's going to start as rain here in the city. We'll change over to snow somewhere between 3 to 6 inches here in Boston and 6 plus inches north and west of the city. Ground zero, of course, is always north and west of the city.
Oh,
so
yeah. Yep.
An additional 6 inches should end by around 7 or 8 o'clock this evening.
And now, LB.
Talking to you, I have smelled alcohol on your breath.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
It's brought to you by the all-new 2019 Subaru Forester with a symmetrical all-wheel drive, fully redesigned inside and out for all you love about a winter in New England. Learn more about the all-new Subaru Forester at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
We got some capable guys that can get out in the 7th, 8th, 9th inning. What Barnsley did last year was amazing. If you start looking where he pitched during the regular season and during the playoffs, you know, he was amazing. Brazier did an outstanding job. But for me, it's too soon. I got to sit down with them. I don't want anybody to come here and try to win a job in the first day of spring training.
Yeah, you got to love it. That is Rookie of the Year World Series champion Alex Cora. He is the skipper of our Red Sox pitchers and catchers in Fort Myers tomorrow. It's time. The boys of summer are back. Full workouts begin next week for the World Champions Exhibition a week from Friday. And you got to love it. Well, you know, title town. What do you expect? The 67th Beanpot winner was a repeat. Sorry, BC.
Solo has a piece of it. Solo has it in the empty net goal! With 5.3 seconds remaining! And the doghouse is roaring here at the Garden. The doghouse to the penthouse. The Northeastern Huskies repeat as Beanpot champs.
Yeah, the doghouse has owned the penthouse. Northeastern wins their sixth Beanpot. They are enjoying going back-to-back. The 4-2 win last night over BC. And just amazing. That event is incredible.
The Beanpot?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know what? I was randomly watching sports yesterday in the garage.
Yes.
Really?
And Nesson played. I did an hour-long Beanpot special.
Yes.
For Nesson.
Okay.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, my God. That's me? And so I was just kind of blown away that I...
I
didn't have hair then.
You saw yourself on the Beanpot. Wow.
I did an hour-long special for Nesson the Beanpot.
Gotcha. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't really recognize myself because I was bald and I was in an overcoat and I was like 300 pounds.
Yeah.
Jesus. Uncle Fester.
I went by it and then I went back and I'm like, damn, that's me. The Bruins finish up their homestand tonight. Bees Hawks at 7 on Nesson. The Black and Gold beat the Kings and the Avs in OT. They've won 4-5. Then if all goes well, they're out to the West Coast beginning in Anaheim. They have 5 games on the West Coast. They finish up that road trip in St. Louis before coming home. Celts 76ers tonight in the city with the Broken Bell. 8 p.m. tip-off. No Kyrie for the Celts. He's still day-to-day with that banged-up knee. In other news, Russell Westbrook of the Thunder had his 10th triple-double, 21-14 and 11 in the 121-11 win over Portland. Sorry, Wilt Chamberlain, you are now number 2 when it comes to triple-doubles. Paul George also had a triple-double in the win. That would be Westbrook's teammate. Two-sport phenom Kyler Murray says it's the NFL for sure. The QB and baseball star, he won the Heisman as well in football. He will enter the NFL draft in April. Welcome to the Patriots, maybe. Kareem Hunt released from the Chiefs for shoving and kicking a woman when he was loaded at a hotel. It was all caught on video and was signed by Cleveland to a one-year deal. A little bit of controversy. He was gone by Goodell for a year, so he won't play. I don't know if they'll shorten it or he'll be gone for the whole season this year and then play the following year, but we'll see what happens. It's a wait and see deal.
So basically Flash Gordon out of football for smoking marijuana to deal with issues that he has, and Kareem Hunt right back in the NFL after what he did. Doesn't seem right to me.
No.
It seems like there is something wrong with the punishment doesn't fit the crime in certain cases.
Yeah.
with the NFL, seems like.
College hoops tonight at Conti Forum. BC hosts the Pitt Panthers tonight at the Heights. Number 2, Duke. Number 5, Kentucky. Number 7, Michigan. All in action. The top 25 tilts tonight. 7 of the top 25 are in games. And you can Google it. And the delayed Pebble Beach Pro-Am was won by Lefty Mickelson at 19 under. Paul Casey came in 3 shots back, and that was due to hail on Sunday. I'm LB. It's an AF Sports Minute.
All right, LB. Thank you very much. Coming up, an irrational stoner fear.
Uh-huh.
That's not a tiger in a cage.
Oh.
Wow, dude. That is a tiger in the cage. We'll get to that, and we're going to get to why you will never sit on a couch again if you would like to avoid the flu. We will get that, all of that coming up in just a few moments. At 8, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back, so you can leave one of those right now on any topic. Several texters weighing in, calling me a homer for my comments on Josh Gordon, yes, I agree. He did get caught several times.
Right.
However, it just seems like to me, it's, yes, what?
who else got hurt besides Josh Gordon?
Nobody.
Right.
Well, probably his dealer if he stopped for a little while or whatever. But it's legal here in Massachusetts. So.
Right. Yeah,
I mean, I don't. I mean, I think
Roger Goodell should legalize marijuana in
among
the NFL.
Players.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So instead of pills and getting hooked on drugs,
right? They have an
alternative. They deal with so many pain issues. I think it should be the same in all sports.
Yeah. I mean, I understand these texters are all saying he's been given chance after chance after chance. Yes, I understand that. But now you're giving a guy who beat a woman another chance based on the fact that he's young and an excellent player. And I understand that. But I guess he's suspended
for a year.
Yeah, I guess we don't know. You know what his actual discipline is going to be.
But if he has a tendency for violence like that,
yeah.
I mean, football is a violent sport, but yeah.
Well, he's got to take anger management. He's got to see a therapist. He's taking the right protocol and doing the right things to get the second chance. You know, he's not out there denying that he did anything or saying that she deserved it, or you know, he's doing the right things. So, you know. He's gone for a year.
All right. If you want to call and you want to be on the air with us this morning, you can do so on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-764-9223. That's 617-764-WAAF.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quick side note. A lot of Pantera fans angry that Vinnie Paul was not included in the Grammy In Memoriam segment the other night.
Yeah. Greg.
What's up with that?
I know the Grammys are all about how much these artists have made people, but that was a terrible snub.
Yeah.
You know, the guy was part... I mean, Pantera sold millions and millions of albums all over the world.
Seems like they do it every time. Like, they leave somebody off every year.
And well, they've never had any kind of any respect for metal, even though they have a category.
Correct.
But they got it wrong that first time with Metallica and Jethro Tull.
Yes.
But you know what? A lot of people are getting bent out of shape about it. Don't get bent out of shape about it. It was wrong.
Yeah.
But you know what? Pantera never needed the Grammys to get the job done.
Correct.
They went out there and they did it and they were awesome. And they never needed help from the Grammys.
Well, the first time they ever did, I feel like since the audience is not as old as you and I, I feel the need to mention this. The first time they ever did Best Metal Album, Jethro Tull won over Metallica.
Right.
And a lot of people...
And Metallica's biggest album ever.
One of the
10 million copies sold, right?
Yeah.
You know.
All right. If the governor is listening, it's time to grab the MEMA vest and head to the bunker because there are total and utter whiteout conditions... On the way today, we have a paralyzing, crippling, record-breaking storm coming.
Our paralyzing, crippling, record-breaking storm comes today!
So let me give you the weather. It's brought to you by the Progressive Insurance New England Boat Show. And it's going to start to snow at around 1 today. Should end this evening, maybe 7 or 8. By the time it's done, if you live north and west of the city, you will have a half a foot of snow or more here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts, and surrounding suburbs of the city of Boston. It looks like 3 to 6 inches of snow. However, I will say that the drive home is most likely going to be a cluster F. Mm-hmm. And I know that a lot of schools are either canceled today or they have an early release scheduled. So check on that this morning. We were talking at the start of the show about how it seems like the schools are more inclined to cancel school based only on a forecast these days than they were a long time ago. But a lot of schools are canceled. I don't know what's happening with work. Like, I don't know if a lot of workplaces are letting everybody go home early today or if everybody is going to be trying to get out of the city at the exact same time this afternoon, mid snowstorm or whatever, but it could be a definite disaster this afternoon commute wise.
LB and I have to go at 9.
Oh, you got to get out of here at 9? Okay.
No, I'm going to stick it out.
Oh, you are?
Oh, till 10?
Please.
You need to go to Buffs?
3 inches of snow. I just love how the world we live in now, we panic on 3 inches of snow.
Right.
Oh, you can't drive in 3 inches of snow? Oh, okay.
I mean, there are times where 3 inches would panic you, but that's not one of them.
Here's a text from a teacher. Boston Public, not canceled. Full day today.
That's right.
Which is surprising.
Because
usually, I feel like as of late.
It's not going to be as bad here, though.
I know.
So it's only going to be 3 to 6. I mean, it's not, you know, by the time they get out at 3 o'clock or whatever, it might be an inch or what have you. But,
well, I just got the heads up on my phone. Halston wills out 90 minutes early.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Here is the information on the boat show. Come see what's making waves for 2019 at the Progressive Insurance New England Boat Show, presented by West Marine, now through February 17th at the Boston Convention and Events Center. Tickets and show details at newenglandboatshow.com. We are going to... I have an angry South Shore texter. Why did you skip the South Shore? No, South Shore is getting 1 to 3 inches.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's why we skipped it.
Cape and South Shore, 1 to 3 right. inches. That is it. So we're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back in about a half an hour. You can leave one of those right now on any topic. Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. That's 617-779-5463. Here's a text that says, Greg, it's because the weather forecasting is better now. I don't know about that. Probably a text from Reiner.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's any better than it was. Maybe it's a little more accurate. I don't know. But all right. So a lot of you concerned about getting the flu this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to share some information from science this morning, which I think that you will find very interesting. Experts are warning you about the following things that you should not share because of the risk of contracting the flu. Now, obviously, you know, you might think about sharing a bottle of water or a soda or something like that. But some of these things on the list might surprise you a little bit. The first being toothpaste. So if you and your beloved use the same tube of toothpaste, then stop that right away. That is leading to the spread of the influenza.
Well, why?
Because the germs get
it. You have your toothbrush. You're touching the top of the tube, then the other person goes in with their toothbrush, ergo de facto transfer of nastiness.
Right, problem. Hand towels. If you're somebody who goes into a bathroom and you're maybe in the guest bathroom, they have the guest hand towels.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Real problem.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Next to the sand dollars on the back of the toilet.
Yes. Nail files. Apparently, you ladies like to share nail files. Yeah. You borrow a nail file.
You get a hang
somebody.
Nail. You're like, do you have a nail file? Yeah. But there's no way to really clean a nail file.
It's a real issue.
You get people's nasty ass skin in there.
Many of you probably like to go to the movies. You might be going on a movie date for Valentine's Day. Popcorn. Do not share popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
That is a high on the list of how the influenza is spread by the sharing of popcorn.
If I'm reaching into popcorn at the movies, I'm not going for the popcorn.
Hello.
That old trick.
What is that obscure reference from? Is that Diner?
Was that Diner?
Is that film Diner? Somebody will help on the text machine. I think that's Diner. Or it wasn't Animal House. No, I think it was Diner.
Right.
The great Barry Levinson film, I think.
There was another one, though, the
old popcorn trick was in another one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't.
And then finally, this one is terrifying. Giant risk when it comes to the spread of the flu is the couch,
which is so strange to me.
Yes,
but I guess it makes sense.
Yeah. Where do you go lay with the comforter and the pillow when you're sick?
Right.
You don't lay in bed.
Mm-hmm. So apparently, when you sit down on a couch in which anyone has sat on before, the act of sitting down propels the flu germ droplets into the air and onto you.
Yeah.
This is what science is saying.
Let me read you a little piece from this study that was done on this nasty germ stuff. It was done by Charles Gerba, who's a professor of microbiology at University of Arizona. And he said, and I quote, "We found the influenza virus will survive for 2 to 3 days on a couch, and when you sit on it, it'll create aerosols that will contaminate your clothes and hands, and you can also inhale the virus." He said the best thing is to avoid cloth couches and only sit on vinyl or leather because those can be disinfected.
Can you bring your own couch cover to somebody's house if you say, "I'd love to sit with you on the armoire"? But is that what it is?
Yes.
I'd like to sit down with you. However, I got to put a cover on it first.
How do you take that? Like someone comes over. Oh, hey, thanks for coming over for dinner. You're laying down a towel on my couch.
Well, here's somebody who brings Lysol with them wherever they go. What do you think of those people? Paranoid? Yeah.
There's a threshold. You know, there's a threshold between the people that are germ conscious that, you know, stay pretty clean, wash their hands, you know, try not to cough on people.
Like people around the office do it. And I understand why. There's hundreds of people that come in and out of here.
People are disgusting.
But when you go like to a private home and you whip out the Clorox wipe and you're wiping down like the fork or the glass or something, is that rude?
Yeah.
One of the Fox News anchors is in the news today because he says that germs are not a real thing because he can't see them. He's kind of like me with aliens. Like he doesn't.
Oh my God.
He doesn't. I don't believe in space aliens because I can't see them. He doesn't believe in germs. He says he hasn't washed his hands in decades.
Get a microscope, guy.
But I thought it's about your immune system.
Right.
Germs build up your immune system.
We have some audio from him, Pete Hedge Seth. Do you know him?
I think that. Yeah.
On Fox. This is what he said.
"I don't think I've washed my hands for 10 years. Really, I don't really wash my hands ever.
Help me.
No, I inoculate myself. Germs are not a real thing. I can't see them.
Germs are not a real thing. Says. I don't. That's fake news.
Where did that man go to school?
I don't know.
Because that's like eighth grade biology.
Right. Yeah.
Right. No, so do you wash your hands during the day? Like, as you get up, do you shower before you go to bed or when you get up in the morning?
It depends. Either way.
Okay. So if you shower, do you feel the need to wash your hands? And I mean, unless you get buffalo wing sauce on your hands.
I wash my hands here. Touching everything.
Look at the light switches and the door handle, the filth that's caked on there. That's other people's boogers and
can't be
butt
bothered.
Cheese.
If the couch is bad, I can't imagine the situation with the sex chair.
Washable cover.
I want to know.
That's the big benefit. You get the interchangeable colors.
You
can wash the cover, Greg.
You told us yesterday, and some may have missed it, that you bought a sex chair.
I can't
imagine the germ scenario on that thing. Get that. Bring in the power washer, will you, for that thing?
I might use that for something else.
And as long as we're talking about Danielle, of course, I have to update the new Rose Savage scenario, Rosegate. I have to update it every hour because people are always texting in. So, end of the show yesterday, Danielle received a delivery in the studio of 10 dozen roses. The card only read that they were from B. We've determined that it is not the B that is in the documentary that I was talking about yesterday called Abducted in Plain Sight, which is on Netflix, which everybody must watch. It's not that B. Danielle called the florist. The florist gave her a little bit of information, but we don't have a name.
We don't have a name.
We don't have a name.
Evidently, they do have a little bit more info. I guess Lynn had tried to call me last night, but my voicemail box was full. Uh-huh. The one time I really want the voicemail. So I'll have to touch base with her after the show. So I think she has some more info.
Maybe we could get it on the air.
Maybe.
Would you be immune to immune? Would you be adverse to that?
I mean, I guess we'll have to see what the, once they open up, if she's there. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I don't have a problem with
that. I mean, I need to know who this guy is. I need to know who is, I mean, that's got to be, I don't know, is that $200, $300, $400?
That's $500,
$600.
$500,
$600. Easy. That is a secret admirer.
And those are the nice roses.
Secret admirer.
The ones that last for like 2 weeks.
Taking it to a whole new level, whoever B is.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep getting distracted, but you did go upon my recommendation and watch Abducted in Plain Sight last night.
I'm really having a hard time believing it's real.
Yeah. I had to stop it like 3 times.
Did you get through the
whole thing?
I
watched it yesterday. Yeah.
It's crazy.
I had to keep like pausing and I'm like, what? And I like to go back and watch things over again because I'm like, no, that I couldn't have heard that right.
So what was the most extraordinary part of it to you with regard to those parents and their complete lack of parental responsibility or like, is it naivete?
I think it's like, naivete and the timing, like the era.
It was the 70s.
It was the 70s. Like, I think she's
right. I think that plays into it a little bit.
Okay.
Some guy takes your daughter and he's gone with your daughter for 3 days and you don't want to call the cops because you don't want to make a big deal out of it?
That's just being stupid. It wasn't a random guy. It was someone who intentionally had gotten close to them.
Right.
And it was very manipulative and intentional.
Well, he said
they
were going to a horseback riding and they'd be back later in the day. Gone for 3 days.
But they
don't call anybody.
Him and it was a 70s.
I don't care.
That's when people used to take pictures of their kids drinking out of beer bottles and smoking cigarettes.
And you could
get away with that.
Yeah,
you know?
It was a very different time.
How about the fact
it was almost 50 years ago.
How about the fact
I know I'm old.
How about the fact that both of the parents had sexual relationships with the pedophile
with
B. Isn't it uncomfortable when the old man has to tell the story of the hand release in the car?
Didn't he make it a point? It's like, there was no penetration.
No.
There was no penetration.
I felt bad for the guy. But to be honest, I'm shocked that they weren't in trouble for that. I mean, they basically sent her away with the guy. Later on, they go.
But they signed the affidavits.
And they signed the affidavits because they were nervous about what they had done.
Right.
But that's not.
And that was probably part of his plan. The guy was that was a little bit of genius there. Have something on the parents, then I can have free reign with the daughter.
How about when the therapist says the guy has to come back and sleep in the same bed as your daughter, and they say,
four months? Okay, sure.
Yeah.
What was that, like four times a week for like 4 months or six months or something ridiculous?
It's mind-blowing. Abducted in Plain Sight on Netflix is absolutely mind-blowing.
And you know who you haven't mentioned yet is the brother of B.
Yes, that guy.
Everybody knew he was a pedophile.
I know.
Oh, really? Why didn't you, say something?
I know.
You know, although he did say he was, you know what? He was a great car salesman because that guy owned a car place.
Yeah.
So that kind of led me to believe, well, he must have been super charming.
Yeah. Here's a text that says, those parents are the worst parents I have ever heard of. Well,
ridiculous.
They were not great parents. All right. We are going to play your Hill Mail voicemail messages back in about a half an hour at 8. You can leave one of those right now on any topic. There is an irrational stoner fear that is in the news this morning. And I want to get to that before we get to the news. There were some guys who like to smoke pot in an abandoned house. Where was this, Danielle?
This was in, hold on one second, Houston, Texas.
And they went there to smoke and they found, imagine that you're stoned. And you all of a sudden you go in the garage of the place where you like to, the abandoned place where you like to smoke pot. And there is a tiger in a cage, in the garage.
What? This is and just that is, so weird.
That's what they found there, correct?
Yeah. Yes. So, you know, these guys go there to this house, and it's an abandoned house on the southeast side of Houston. And they went in, And in the garage, in a rickety, too small cage, was a full-grown tiger. The cage wasn't locked, and there were packages of meat in there with it. Like, the backstory.
How cool is it to own a tiger?
No.
Probably a guy whose wife got pissed, finally pissed that he had the tiger in the his own garage.
Right.
And then he found a place to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, my God.
So when these guys called the police to let them know about this, the police assumed that they were hallucinating or doing something other than just pot. But then they found that, yes, in fact, there is a live tiger in this random garage. This is Sergeant Jason Aldoretti with the Houston Police.
They were going to go into this vacant house to smoke marijuana, and they discovered they were greeted by a large tiger. He's in a rinky-dink cage that could easily bust open. It was secured with a nylon strap and a screwdriver for the top of the cage. I've never come across a tiger this large, never.
The obvious obscure reference is The Hangover.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right? Tyson's tiger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Well, have they found a home? Are you taking the tiger in?
I don't have the accommodations for a tiger.
Okay.
They had to trank the tiger. They're putting it at an animal shelter right now, and then they'll relocate it to a permanent reserve facility.
Okay, good. This is Mandy on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hello, Mandy.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What are you calling about, Mandy?
So I watched that documentary on Netflix with the kidnapping of the little girl.
Yes, abducted in plain sight, yes.
That's what I think. It's sheer stupidity, because I recently found out that I had met a pedophile, and I didn't know he was at first. I knew the guy was weird. I knew something was wrong. My boyfriend felt the same thing. And I looked him up on the sex offenders registry, and lo and behold, the guy is a level 3. And I knew all the bells and whistles went off, and I didn't let him around my kids. For a reason.
Was one of the bells and whistles that he liked the movie Beautiful Girls?
Oh, Danielle, it off. It's a good movie.
Oh, no.
It is a good... What about... It's a good movie. It's about meeting your soulmate, and Valentine's Day is Thursday.
Yes.
It's about meeting your soulmate at the wrong time.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And getting involved in an alien conspiracy.
What about when B... burns their business down.
I know, right?
Come on.
He hired those two guys from jail?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean...
That's completely psycho. And he got away with it.
It's nuts.
But back then, the laws may have been different or that state, but like that first time he abducted her, and he got like, 1.5 months?
Yeah.
In jail? And then after everything, he got like a year.
Very,
a year in jail
yes.
for abducting a 12-year-old and having sex with her.
That's nuts.
It's so amazingly stupid.
Here's a text that says, that movie Beautiful Girls absolutely sucks. You don't know good film, sir.
You want to have lunch later, Texer?
You'd be kicked right out of NYU film school if you made a comment like that out loud. All right. It is 7:41. This is Mike on the Framingham Ford studio line. Framingham Ford is Metro West Commercial Truck Headquarters. What's up, Mike?
What's going on? So listening to the story, did I hear the policeman say that he hasn't come across a tiger this big before?
Yes.
So in his job, he comes across a lot of tigers?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Apparently he does.
Well,
who knows? Probably a common thing in Houston. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
It is Texas.
Yep, right.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
That is true. All right. More news coming up next. Well, Dan has been standing by and waiting for our return. Dan, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing? Long time, first time. Shoot, you the man.
Thanks, buddy.
So, the Houston Tiger thing. The guy that just called in asking how many tigers that guy's seen on the job. Now,
yes.
I probably need to be fact checked on this, but I'm pretty sure I've heard that there are more tigers in captivity in Texas than there are actually in the wild. So no. It might not be out of the realm of possibility that's not the first tiger that guy sees.
I got to tell you something. It's interesting that you say that. I received, countless text messages during the break saying the same exact thing. So...
What the guy said, that was my first thought, too. But... That was before I thought about it for a second.
It's one of those weird facts. Yeah, but I'll tell you what it is. It's oil money. Oil money is FU money.
Mm.
And so not only are there more fake bubes in Texas than other place in the world,
yep.
there are also apparently more pet tigers
yep.
in Texas than there are tigers in the world. Is that a fact?
They are second only to India. So after India, Texas, the state of Texas, has the second largest tiger population. There are more than 2,000 tigers living in the Lone Star State, and the majority of them are kept as backyard pets. Can't
amazing
really wrap
protection
my head around.
Better than a dog,
right?
You're not robbing
my
house,
you, though.
Don't you say that. Kobe's listening. Kobe Wobey's listening. Kobe Woberson is a vicious attack dog. Hello. Oh, Buffalo Bill is on the phone. Maybe he's the bee from the Rose Gate.
Yeah,
hello,
Greg. Buffalo Bill. Who are you?
What's up, Bill?
Not much. Hey, listen, I was wondering if you want to hang out by my well. We could watch American Beauty together. Kevin Spacey even freaks me out, okay?
Oh, my God.
All right. We should most likely get to some news before we get to Hill Mail, and then we have to get to Nancy Know-It-All after Hill Mail. But right now, the news, while we await the impending doom of the storm, the news is brought to you this hour by
the Progressive Insurance New England Boat Show. Come see what's making waves for 2019 at the Progressive New England Boat Show, presented by West Marine, now through February 17th at the Boston Convention and Event Center. Tickets and show details at newenglandboatshow.com. Brought to you also by MyPillow. We all know that Hillman loves his MyPillows, and we know you will too. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code WAAF to get 50% off the 4-pack special, 2 premium bed pillows, and 2 go-anywhere travel pillows. Visit MyPillow.com and use promo code WAAF to save. So, very interesting turn yesterday in the Michelle Carter case, her involuntary manslaughter conviction. The Bristol County District Attorney's Office decided to revoke a stay of sentence after her attorneys had asked for it. She had been sentenced to 15 months in prison in 2017, and they denied the emergency motion that was made by her team. She was taken away from the courtroom in handcuffs yesterday and will start serving her sentence immediately.
Quick question on her. Is the this is a current trend question. Is the dark eyebrow blonde hair thing in, or like what is that? What is that?
I've only ever really seen criticism lobbied at that look.
Okay, yeah.
When it comes to her eyebrows.
Interesting look.
The eyebrow thing is in.
Eyebrows, yes.
Yeah, the big eyebrow thing, the prominent eyebrow look.
You can't bleach them, though?
You can't. Blonde eyebrows don't look normal with blonde hair. You would want like a lighter brown. I mean, she has like a medium kind of toned brown thing going on, but with lighter blonde hair.
Asking for a friend.
Brows are big. I'm glad mine grew back after all that overplucking in the 90s.
I think we discussed this. You all feel like she should do jail time for
absolutely
this, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yes. She knew exactly what she was doing. She knew where her boyfriend's head was at for a long time.
Yeah. Yep.
It wasn't like an all of a sudden thing.
So do you think that anybody who, you know, when it comes to words or text messages, that where do you draw the line on what should lead to jail time? Is it just being mean, or is
if it ends in the death of someone.
Yeah.
And it's premeditated.
Yeah, she told him to get back in the truck.
Right, and sat there and listened.
Sat there and listened. She could have called 911. Yeah. She could have called the family. And yes, part of the defense was, well, they couldn't have gotten there in time to save him, even if she called 911. Still, that would be the thing to do.
Yeah.
If someone was, I'm going to kill myself right now, and you can't talk them out of it. So instead of going, well, just do it.
Right.
Say, just stay where you are. I'm calling your family
call
or
your
something.
Family or
911. Yeah, just, you know, and she knew he was suffering from depression. He had tried to kill himself before. She knew all this stuff. And then later, the text saying, I'm the one that caused him to get back in the truck. I told him to get back in the truck, and he went through with it. You know,
I said it
no longer free speech there.
I said it yesterday. In its simplest form, it's bullying. Mm-hmm. So if every day at recess, some kid bullied another kid, not touching him, but just through
verbally.
Words,
mm-hmm.
and then he committed suicide, you should, you know, you'd go to jail.
Here's a text that says, Massachusetts has no law against assisted suicide. Just because somebody's evil doesn't mean that it is a crime.
I don't see this as assisted suicide.
No.
I don't see this as assisted suicide at all, even a little bit.
Yeah.
So, no.
Yeah. All right. What else is in the news this morning, Danielle?
So we did the story. We talked yesterday about the two dancers who got in trouble in Providence for stealing the Boston police officer's service weapon.
Yeah, not yesterday. A couple days ago.
It was a couple.
Or,
okay.
Or whatever. Friday. But yes.
So a third person has been arrested in connection with that case. Kyle Benford, 24 years old, of Providence, was arrested Saturday. He was charged with stealing the service weapon from Boston police officer Emmanuel Brandeo's car.
What was he like, the security for the ladies who were heading over to the hotel mini bar there or whatever?
I'm going to bring my buddy. He was the gator.
Okay.
Gator don't play.
Yeah, okay. Okay. All right. So he's the one who stole the gun.
Yes.
Yeah. But his cousin says that he is being framed for this whole thing.
Yeah.
That the Boston police officer is not being truthful with what happened and that his cousin is being framed.
They're going to put the crime on the next man. My cousin don't steal nothing from nobody. The kid got money. He works. That cop belongs in jail. His gun got stolen and now they're blaming my little cousin. It don't make sense.
All right. Wow. Well, so they'll sort this kind of thing out in court. That's what the courts are for.
That's what the court system is for.
Listen, if you're going to be hanging out with strippers, lock the gun away.
Right.
It's probably a good idea to lock your gun away.
Don't leave the key in the cup holder.
Right. Exactly.
Right, Obi?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
There is a new member of the Pervert Teacher Association.
And now the Hillman Morning Show presents...
Sexual education. Haven't you learned that yet?
No.
PTA.
We're going to talk again about the parts of your body.
Pervert Teachers Association.
Damn it, where are all these sexed up teachers when I was a kid?
It's a local one this time. Out of Sharon, Massachusetts, a high school teacher facing criminal charges because of... an incident that was alleged to have happened with a student who is over the age of 14. Boston 25 News spoke with Sharon Police. They said the allegations involve multiple juveniles.
This is a male teacher.
Male teacher.
Involve multiple students.
Yeah.
Huh.
And that something physical took place.
Okay.
They would not to comment on specifics, but the teacher has been identified as 56-year-old Bradley Lengus.
Now, I felt bad because Fox 25... ambushed the man's wife. He's been fired, this guy.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
He's been fired, and I guess he didn't tell the wife that he had been fired. I mean, bad news. You don't want to share the bad news. So Fox 25 went to the guy's house and talked to the wife, and she thought he had only been suspended. This is the audio from that report last night.
He was not fired, suspended.
The school district said today that he was, in fact, fired for these allegations.
Today?
Today.
That's new to me.
Okay, all right. Well, he'll tell you when he gets home.
Yes. Don't want to be there for that.
Very uncomfortable.
All right. What else is in the news this morning, Danielle?
Speaking of schools, Salem, Massachusetts, considering getting rid of the winter break for Salem Public Schools because they've been coming up against so many issues with snow days.
Not this year,
but okay. In the past few years.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.